The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, we're going to hit the rewind button for just a moment. I shared with you a study about the effectiveness of masks. And by the way, the New York Post also printed that study. It's been printed in several reliable, reputable news sources, including the New York Post. If you were not listening, this scientific study determined that N95 masks, that's kind of the gold standard for masks, about 60% effective. 60%. That, and this is COVID. The typical cloth mask that everybody's wearing, either the surgical mask or the three-ply cloth mask, about 10% effective, which means they're 90% ineffective. And yet we are forcing our children to wear masks all day long on the bus, going to school, coming home, when the mask is 10% effective. I just got this email from one of our listeners. I won't give the name, but listen to this. Hi, Pastor Bob. I retired from teaching high school in 2007. I taught over 35 years at a small country school system. While the Einsteins were few, the kids who were sure troublemakers were few as well. My concern as a teacher would have been an A or B choice. This is concerning masks. The listener goes on. Choice A. Do I direct classroom time to checking on proper masking and stopping instruction to deal with improperly worn masks? Or choice B. Do I direct classroom time towards good, solid learning for each of my students? So, if the child is only 10% protected, and if kids are not as susceptible to COVID as adults and senior adults, and if kids are not big spreaders, I would opt every time for teaching. That is what I went to college to do, and that's what my contract with the school board expected me to do. And then it's signed. Ah, amen, 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 and may your tribe increase. Our schools are becoming battlegrounds of ideology, unfortunately. The state of Virginia is deeply embroiled in a controversy over gender, sexuality, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's been a great deal of attention to the Loudoun County, Virginia School Board that recently passed an, I'm trying to think of the right word, not an ordinance, a standard. That all of their teachers, staff, and so forth would be required to keep. And that is, you have to call a student by their preferred pronoun. If you got a first grade boy who wants to be called a girl, you would have to do it, and so on. It also requires schools to allow boys in the girls' showers, girls in the boys' showers, et cetera, et cetera. Well, not everybody in Virginia is going along. Here's the headline. School votes down transgender policy defying the state. Quote, It imposes a set of beliefs on everyone. I love this story. A Virginia school board this week defied a new state requirement and voted down a proposal that would have forced schools to allow students to use the restroom and locker room they wish. The Newport News school board opposed the proposal in a 5-1 vote Tuesday of last week after hearing from both sides. School board chairman Douglas Brown said, "When the law violates the Constitution, then it's a bad law. This law violates the Constitution." He continued, "The state law infringes on the rights of parents. Under the new state law, school districts also must adopt a policy mandating that staff and students use the preferred pronoun and names of students who identify as transgender. Such pronouns, according to the Virginia Department of Education, could be gender neutral, they, them, their, and z, here, hers, according to the state's model policy." Now, I was unaware until I read this, that the state of Virginia had passed a law which would mirror the policy passed by the Loudoun County. The school board chairman in Newport News, however, states that the state law conflicts with parental rights. The school board, he said, already has a policy that says the school, quote, views parents as being the primary educators of their children when it comes to their gender, their sexual orientation, and their sexual identity. Oh, can you imagine today a school board that has a policy that says the school district views parents as being the primary educators of their children when it comes to their gender and their sexual orientation and their sexual identity? That is the official policy of the Newport News Virginia schools. So the school board chairman said, quote, "What we would be doing if we adopted the state policy is we would have to throw out our policy as well, because those two things are in conflict with one another." Mr. Brown, who is African-American, said, "It's wrong to call everyone who disagrees with LGBT ideology a bigot. I have a different belief and respect your right to have a different belief as well." Referencing the policy's definition of gender as a spectrum, Brown said, "I am understanding and empathetic with everyone and always respect other people's beliefs. But as a religious person, I don't believe that, and then therefore I don't want that imposed on me and my family and other children to have to believe that." What a radical! Here is the chairman of a school board that actually believes that public schools are, you ready for this? Public. Wow. Could you imagine being that radical? And to believe that parents should be teaching their children about sexuality and gender and not the public school? Wow. So they voted 5-1 to defy the state of Virginia. It's going to be fascinating to watch this. Will the state of Virginia try to impose state law? Will they take them to court? I don't know, but I have a feeling that this is one school board that is willing to go the distance and stand up against the state if they have to. The Newport News School Board actually believes that parents are the ultimate authority with their own children. May their tribe increase. Wow. Good for them. good for them. All right, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE. We will return.
Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I was not going to share this, but how can I help? We hear so much from the left about compassion and love. And that's one of the things that people just loved about Joe Biden. He cares. Now, that Donald Trump, he didn't care about people. The only person he cared about was himself. But now Joe Biden, he cares. Well, here is his tweet concerning Henri. Henri is the hurricane that turned into a tropical storm, caused some damage and some flooding on the eastern coast of the United States. Here is what the President of the United States tweeted before Henri made landfall. When this tweet was tweeted, it was still a hurricane. Now, it was downgraded to a tropical storm, but when this was tweeted, it was a hurricane. And here is what the President of the United States tweeted, and I quote, "To those in Henri's path, don't forget that you may need to seek shelter while you're battling COVID-19 and the Delta variant. So wear a mask and try to observe social distancing." Are hurricanes coming your way? Hurricane. Yeah, that, you know, that can cause death and destruction and flooding and loss of life and loss of property. And here is the compassionate message from the President of the United States. Again, I'm going to read it in its entirety. This is the entire tweet. "To those in Henri's path, don't forget that you may need to seek shelter while you're still battling COVID-19 and the Delta variant. So wear a mask and try to observe social distancing." Yeah. If it's flooding at your house and the National Guard comes to rescue you, you make sure that there is 6 feet between you and the other person in that National Guard Humvee, because you don't want to get close to them. And if someone comes to rescue you, don't you dare go with them unless they are wearing a mask. Can you believe that? Oh, one other sentence. "And to everyone across the country, don't get caught by the next storm. Get vaccinated now." I am trying my best not to be disrespectful. I'm serious. But we have President Clueless. When you look at the statements that he has made, George Stephanopoulos asked the president, "What did you think when you saw people falling from the airplane taking off from the airport in Kabul?" "That was 4 or 5 days ago." Not, "Oh my goodness, my heart was broken. It's tragic." And then later, George Stephanopoulos says, okay, but how did it make you feel? When you saw this tragedy, how did it make you feel? And President Biden said, "Well, we got to fix it. We got to fix it." No, he asked you how it made you feel, people dying. And then a hurricane is coming. Wear a mask and try to observe social distancing because you might need... Oh, my goodness. No wonder the latest polls. This is CBS News poll just released. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Approve, 50%. Disapprove, 50%. But it gets worse. Do you strongly, somewhat approve, or strongly, somewhat disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Again, 50-50. Question number three from CBS News poll. Which of these do you feel describes or does not describe Joe Biden's action as president so far? Do you feel that he is unifying? 43% said, yeah, that describes him. 57% said, nope, he is not a unifier. Would he be described as effective? 47% said yes. 53% said, nope. Divisive. 43% said, no, he's not divisive. 57% said, yes, he should be described as divisive. Competent. 49% said, yeah, that describes him, competent. 51% said, no, he's incompetent. 51% of Americans believe that Joe Biden is incompetent. Do you disapprove? Do you approve or disapprove of the U.S. removing its troops in Afghanistan? 63% said, yeah, we approve of the withdrawal. Do you approve of the way Joe Biden is doing it? 70% of Americans say, nope. Right now, 70% of Americans disapprove. 70% of Americans disapprove of the way this withdrawal has been handled. 70%. I'm running out of time, but the polls are indicating that there is a very sudden and significant change in public opinion towards President Biden. 50% say overall we think he's doing a good job, but 50% say he's not. But when it gets down to specifics, a majority of Americans believe he is incompetent. A majority of Americans believe he is divisive. And 70% believe his handling in Afghanistan was wrong. All right, folks, thanks for joining me. I hope you have a wonderful evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.